This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and Bendigo's LGBTIQ+ community are participating in the Bendigo Easter Parade this year. And with the parade falling on Trans Day of Visibility, which is this Sunday, they've been building something special.
The theme of the parade is Year of the Dragon, and for the past few weeks we've been seeing excited posts on social media as the community has been coming together to create a fantastic pride dragon that'll be carried through the streets of Bendigo. And to tell us more about it, we're joined by Zara from Trans and Gender Diverse Bendigo and Beyond. Morning, Zara.
Good morning.
Now, this dragon... Please, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that we are so excited about this parade and being a part of it with so many people that get involved. And this year, having a dragon is... It just aligns so much with Bendigo's traditions and the tradition of the dragons in the parade. And so to have a pride dragon in the parade is just so exciting.
So who came up with the idea? How did it come about? Just going, it stars just aligned, or you just thought this is going to be pretty special?
Well, to be honest, it was a little seed that just kept growing. So being the theme of Year of the Dragon, obviously, you know, we wanted to see some dragons in the parade, and our community up here love the dragons in the parade. So I had thought that we could do a little workshop and everyone could make their own little dragons that maybe could be on a stick and they could just wave them. And then that idea turned into a dragon head with some flags as the body. And then Thorn Harbour offered us the use of their 30-metre progress flag, which meant the little dragon head that I made was no longer good enough.
It's a prototype. It's a prototype.
Yeah, it was a prototype. And so now we've made a quite large, about 1.9 metres, dragon head, and it's painted in trans colours to align with Trans Day of Visibility, which will then have the progress flag as the body.
As the body. That is incredible. Wow. Okay, so how do you make the dragon's head? At 1.9 metres of material seems like a lot. What is it made of, and how many people is it going to take to lift that off the ground?
So we decided that it was probably too big to be able to carry like the trained dragon performers do. Mm-hmm. So we've actually put it on wheels. So there will be somebody inside the head that will be pushing the head because it is made out of timber, so it's ply.
That's so smart, though.
And, yeah, and then some embellishments that have been done by the community. So we've had three workshops now where people have come together and just added whichever details that they wanted to add. So there's fabric on there, there's paint on there, there's... Yeah, all kinds of embellishments that that people have wanted to add.
So fun. How did it feel getting everyone in the community together to work on the dragon?
I love it. I love seeing people together and working together. And I particularly love just watching the creativity. So everybody's got their own ideas and they all sort of have their own little elements that they want to add. And so, you know, my initial... design of the dragon's head and the cutout was very blank when I sort of gave it to community to play with. And what they've come up with was far beyond my expectations.
Wow.
It's so exciting, and it's great. You've just finished Bendigo Pride Festival, and to be able to have an event like this, to have everyone come together and continue sharing their pride in different ways and spaces is really great. In fact, this morning in Daylesford, there's going to be a flag raising for Trans Day of Visibility in advance. And also this morning, you're heading to the coffee catch-up that we hear so often about when Chris Stephen Todds joins us, that's going on in Echuca. And you're a part of Thorn Harbour Country. It must be really wonderful to see regional pride continue to grow and fit into what the community needs past a Pride Festival.
Absolutely. And what I love about it too is when communities from different regions come together to celebrate together. I think that's just fantastic. Getting everybody into different regions feels so good.
Now, this is part of the Greater Bendigo Easter Parade, this dragon that you're doing. Do you hope that this will spark some conversation in the wider community about it also being Trans Day of Visibility?
Absolutely. The fact that it aligns with Trans Day of Visibility is just so perfect. Last year we had, it was about a 5-metre progress flag that Trans and Gender Diverse Bendigo Beyond have, and we wheeled that through the centre of town as part of the parade, and it was viewed by probably over 80,000 people that lined the streets to watch the parade. Wow. And we got such a warm and welcome reception by everybody that this year I think that having the dragon element to it is just going to be such great positive engagement and visibility for not just trans and gender diverse people, but for our LGBTI community together.
You know, it sends a really good message. It is Easter long weekend. Easter is pushing into focus, but we can never forget that it is also on Easter Sunday this year going to be Trans Day of Visibility, and creating space for conversation and space for visibility in the different ways that combine with what's going on, I think is really beautiful and special.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful to have something that's such a positive and healthy way to start those conversations.
Yeah. What do you hope people remember and take out of Trans Day of Visibility this year?
Well, here in Bendigo, I hope that they see that, you know, the community can come together to create amazing things, and that we celebrate with community. So this year we've invited not just LGBTI people to march with us, but allies, organisations that support LGBTI people. So we're all coming together as a community that is celebrating Easter, we're celebrating TDOV, we're celebrating Pride, and we're just celebrating community all together.
We love to see it, and honestly, I can't wait to see the images on socials of this Pride dragon parading through Bendigo on Sunday. It's going to be so beautiful.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Zara, and have a wonderful weekend.
Absolute pleasure. And if anybody wants to come up, the parade starts at 12:30 and comes down View Street through the main street of Bendigo along to Bridge Street. And we'd love to see you there.
Oh, sounds like a perfect way to cheer on the dragon. And if you can't come, we'll be sure to share some imagery on our Joy Breakfast socials. Thanks for joining us, Zara. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.